Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Alex Hall in Fresno. Well, tenants still waiting on rent relief have more time before their landlords can evict them. The legislature voted Thursday to extend eviction protections through June 30th. That came just hours before the safeguards were set to expire. The new legislation, which will take effect immediately, prevents landlords from evicting tenants who have applied for emergency rent relief from the state.
And free and free and free and free and free, not a better damn free, and a down damn free, and free and here for free, free.
This is a TurboTax commercial that you won't be seeing on TV this tax filing season. The FTC has filed a legal complaint against TurboTax's Mountain View-based parent company, Intuit. The complaint says the ads are misleading and that a lot of people who log on to TurboTax thinking they won't have to pay to file end up getting charged anyway. The California Report's Mary Franklin Harvin spoke with ProPublica reporter Justin Elliott, who's been covering this story for several years now.
Justin, can you just start by telling me some of the ways in which ProPublica has documented Intuit being knowingly deceptive in the way it handles both its website and its advertising of this free file program?
Sure. So, you know, our coverage of this really ramped up a few years ago. And what we found is that there were a lot of people, actually millions of Americans, who clicked on ads or saw marketing that was claiming that they could file for free on TurboTax. And then once they, you know, got halfway or three quarters of the way through trying to file, a screen would pop up and say, actually, given your tax circumstances, in order to continue and finish the filing process, you have to switch to a paid edition and pay us $75 or $125 or something like that. At one point, Intuit had actually added computer code to the website of a version of TurboTax that was truly free, informing search engines like Google not to include that truly free version on search results. So if you, at that point a few years ago, if you just Googled like TurboTax free, the results would only show you the commercial versions in which you would often have to end up paying, and the kind of truly free version was deliberately hidden. They changed that after we reported that, but that's just one example.
And is there any way to quantify how much money Intuit has made using these sort of diversionary tactics?
One of the inspector generals for the Treasury Department looked at this a couple of years ago and found that in 1 year, 14 million Americans paid for tax prep software like TurboTax that they could have gotten for free. And we estimated at ProPublica that that amounted to around $1 billion in extra revenue coming in for Intuit and H&R Block and other tax software companies.
Hmm. And you and ProPublica also point to in this reporting the ways in which the IRS has enabled these dynamics to exist.
Right. So one of the features of the tax prep industry and this whole question in the U.S. going back at least 30 years now has been the industry led by Intuit, which is the biggest player, spending a lot of money on lobbying and campaign donations to ensure that the IRS does not make tax filing easier on its own, because obviously the TurboTax business model relies on it being difficult to file your taxes directly with the government, because most people don't want to print out PDFs and figure out how the tax forms work. In many other developed countries, there are easy and free ways to file your taxes through the government. And in some countries, they even will just send you a tax return that's pre-filled out with the data that the tax authority already has, as the IRS does. But that's something that the industry, including Intuit, has lobbied against very vigorously for years at this point.
That was the California Report's Mary Franklin Harvin talking with ProPublica reporter Justin Elliott.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
State lawmakers want legal cannabis producers to put health warnings on their products, similar to the ones you see on tobacco products. As KQED's health correspondent April Domboski reports, the primary goal of the new bill is to warn young people of the mental health risks of smoking pot.
Kevin Bright was a straight-A student and a classical pianist when he started smoking pot. He was 15. His father, Bart, says when Kevin smoked more, he became psychotic.
Voices in his head were threatening him, berating him, and making him angry.
After California legalized pot, emergency room visits for cannabis-induced psychosis went up 54%. Dr. Lynn Silver blames higher concentrations of THC.
Today's turbocharged products are turbocharging the harms associated with cannabis.
The proposed bill would require cannabis products to carry rotating warnings about health risks like this. They would have to be set against a bright yellow background and take up a third of the front of the package. Business owners say this is excessive, expensive, and ineffective. Lindsay Robinson runs the California Cannabis Industry Association.
We're not allowed to sell to children. We're not allowed to advertise to children. We have clear warnings on the labels, whereas the illicit industry has none of that.
Robinson says lawmakers should be focusing on curbing the unregulated market instead of putting more burdens on legal businesses. The bill faces its first legislative hearing on Monday. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.
And that's the California Report for Friday, April 1st. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer and Katie McMurrin, with assistance from Seal Muller and Jim Bennett. Our producers are Mary Franklin Harvin, Azul Dahlstrom Ekman, and Keith Mizuguchi. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our director of news is Vinnie Tong. Our executive editor is Ethan Tovin Lindsay, and our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm Alex Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy harnesses the power of people and science to create innovative solutions for a healthy environment, just societies, and opportunities for human achievement. The California Healthcare Foundation, working to build a more effective, compassionate, and just healthcare system, on the web at chcf.org/health-equity. And the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.